Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You know, follow along on TV. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. It's Cake, CB, Bish, and JP. That's the foursome. Cal Ripken Jr. going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Antonio Daniels to talk some NBA at 9:25. The former Wizard. Get his take on the Wizards' additions of Jabari Parker and Bobby Portis. They played well in their first two games. But right now, we will open up the entertainment page. More Grammy talk and, I'm guessing, more Bezos talk.
Oh, there is some Bezos news.
There's always Bezos news.
But first, we like to talk about the movies. Always like to lead the EP with the movies, Cakes. The Lego Movie 2, the second part. I don't know. Bunch of losers. We're going to have to go see that. $34 million.
Mostly kids. It's about Legos.
I think that was a disappointment compared to the first one.
Maybe so. It didn't a per screen average of about 8,000 per screen, but sometimes, yeah, with some of these biggies, you'll see maybe 14,000-15,000 per screen.
Eric Bickle, Kevin McCarthy came on the show on Friday to talk about it. Can you name one voice in the movie?
In Lego Movie 2?
No chance.
I will give you a dollar if you can give me the male lead. I'll give you some hints. I'll throw some breadcrumbs down.
All right.
For a free dollar.
Yeah.
Huge star. Star has risen in the last, I would say, 3 to 5 years or so. He's appeared in, I'll even give you one of the movies. Like, this should be a dead giveaway, but I don't know if it will be.
It won't be, but.
He was the male star of Jurassic World. Yeah. He was also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I mean, I would never watch any of
that. I think he's got a celebrity marriage, right? Didn't he just get engaged?
He was also in Moneyball.
Also in Moneyball, correct.
Entertainment guru.
And wasn't he part of The Office?
He was in Parks and Rec. That's a lot of clues.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
And he does what beer commercial does he do?
Is it Michelob Ultra?
Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does a Mick Ultra commercial?
Yeah.
No idea. Who is it?
Hold on. Let's keep giving some clues.
Who's this celebrity I just saw? Didn't he get engaged to somebody?
I don't know.
Yeah,
yes.
Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Okay. There's another clue. Just got engaged to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading that.
Oh, you know what? He was also in a very good terrorist movie.
I'm not tracking with that because I'm usually good with terrorism movies.
I can't remember the name. I saw about the marriage thing. It's actually something I saw because I read the rags.
What was the movie about Bin Laden catching Bin Laden?
Oh, he was in that. You're right. Zero Dark Thirty.
He was in Zero
Dark
30.
Also in Zero Dark 30.
I can't get the dollar.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Hey,
initials.
CP.
Chris Pine.
No.
Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt. I mean, I can't give
But I don't even know who Chris Pratt is.
Yeah, you do. 100%. Look him up. You 100%. Yeah, you've seen him a million times.
None of those things you mentioned have I seen. All those things you mentioned.
You didn't see Zero Dark Thirty? Yes, you did.
I did see that.
Great movie.
I don't remember one actor.
He's one of the badasses in that.
I'm not like Jason where I watch a movie, then I IMDb every star.
I'm just more inquisitive.
Yeah. He's also good in Moneyball.
Yeah. Very good. I know you saw that.
I did. I liked it. Who did he play in Moneyball? I just remember Jonah Hill.
He played Brad Pitt. What's the player's name again? I'm spacing on it.
Oh, he just played
random
player.
For the Sox?
He played.
He was a first baseman, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He played catcher, then he moved to the first base.
His name's escaping me.
Scott Hatterberg. Hatterberg, that's right.
Scott Hatterberg.
You know what? There's a reason that name escaped me. Scott Hatterberg.
Did he also used to tag Anna Faris?
He did. They were married.
There you go.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. Mildly
You're not
familiar.
Tracking
I'm
with
more,
him.
I'm more familiar with his name than his face.
Right.
But he's right, what? Sorry. He's the lead voice. The story is he's the lead voice in the Lego Movie 2.
Lego Mega, right. Yeah.
So that did $34 million. What Men Want did $19 million. Who's in that one, Cakes?
Taraji, whatever you call her name.
Taraji Henson.
Oh, yeah.
Who Chick from Empire.
Cold Pursuit was third. That did $10 million. That's kind of a
probably
dud.
Didn't draw in a Big Brother audience.
After his weekend, he had a rough weekend.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
The upside to another 7 million cakes,
and that gas app's killing it. Driving T-shirt,
85 million so far on a $37 million budget.
I might need to cash out. I'm getting close to 300 in my Get Upside account.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty swole. It's not bad.
Definitely buy it. Well, the way TV prices are, you could probably get it like a 60-inch TV with that.
I probably could.
And glass rounds out the top five. It's 6 million.
Glass is poo.
There's no movies I want to see. Do you want to see any of those movies that I mentioned?
Lego, no.
Cold Pursuit, The Upside,
Cold
or
Pursuit,
Glass.
Kind of interesting.
That's Liam Neeson.
He's probably the same character as he is in Taken.
He's pursuing someone.
You know what?
He's killing people. Yeah.
Just go watch Taken again, the original. Just go watch that instead.
That never gets old.
All right, so we did.
Taraji Henson, by the way, Oxon Hill High School.
Is that right? Yeah. We did. You just IMDb'd
it. She gets sized for MGM National Harbor.
I saw an interview with her like a few weeks ago.
What, like a local person? Like, why would that come
up? No, it was national.
And then you IMDb'd.
Yeah, well, no, I knew she was from D.C.
She may have been.
I knew she was from D.C. She went to Howard, but I wanted to see where she went to high school. She went to Oxon Hill.
There you go.
Amazing. So we did the Grammys bit. We mostly talked about sort of the performances, but we didn't really. I guess we mentioned Song of the Year. The winner was Childish Gambino, This Is America. Album of the Year was Kacey Musgraves, who Jason, I guess, is a fan of. Record of the Year, Childish.
Oh, dude, Kacey Musgraves is legit.
Yeah, I just don't know her songs.
What's the genre?
Country.
Yeah. I like me some country.
She's money. And she's hot, too.
Best New Artist. I don't think I know this person. Dua Lipa. Who's Dua Lipa? Does she have a pop hit?
Yep.
I've heard it a million times.
A million times.
Oh, okay.
Play that song. Everyone's heard it.
Best pop duo or group. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper won. So Bradley Cooper wins a Grammy.
That guy has a golden horseshoe.
Think about all the great artists that went years and years and years without winning a Grammy.
Right, like guy from The Hangover won a freaking Grammy. I mean,
unbelievable. Best pop vocal album, Ariana Grande, Sweetener. Apparently there's some drama with her. She was supposed to perform, but then got in a fight with the producer over which song she was going to perform. And then she didn't show up at the Grammys, and she trashed him.
Okay.
Correct. So
she's a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Best pop solo performance, Lady Gaga for Joanne.
That's what I want to ask you. Did Gaga and Bradley Cooper do their performance?
No, she did. He wasn't there.
Bradley Cooper was in New York
for
something.
So they had Mark Ronson.
You know, he didn't want to be there. He didn't want to do
it.
Well, didn't he say he was really nervous? He didn't want to do it?
Maybe. Maybe he performed in Vegas. So if you perform in Vegas, why wouldn't you perform the Grammys, just because of all the people watching?
Grammy is a different stage. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he was busy, but he definitely was nervous about a performance.
Best rap song, Drake, God's Plan. Best rap album, Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy.
Meh.
Well, you don't like it. Why am I going to mention you don't like any of that?
Kacey Musgraves.
I like most of those.
She was the first woman to win that award, or win the Grammy.
Yeah, right. Do you have the Kacey Musgraves song, or no? Is that hard to find? She won Best Country Solo Performance for Butterflies.
I had the Dua Lipa.
Oh, play the Dua Lipa. I've heard this before a million times.
Of course you've heard it.
I don't know her name.
Dua.
Talking to me. Yeah, I've heard this song a million times.
Yeah, you've heard it.
You've heard this, right, Jimmy? Everybody's heard this. Is there anybody in the country that hadn't heard that song?
No, everybody's
it's
heard
impossible,
it.
Impossible, right?
Everybody hates but it.
But how did
everybody's
I not know
it
was her, though? I just knew the song. I didn't know it was Dua Lipa. Because she doesn't have a P. Like nobody knows who Dua Lipa is.
Well, I mean,
she needs another hit.
Your kids probably do.
They're good at that stuff.
That's the only reason I know her.
All right, let's get to the Jeff Bezos story. So apparently, remember there was a big investigation. The person who gave the National Enquirer Jeff Bezos steamy sex apparently was the brother.
They weren't that steamy.
Of the Amazon billionaire's mistress, according to a report on Sunday. They're saying it's not known how Lauren Sanchez's sibling Michael obtained the racy messages, but multiple sources told the Daily Beast that he was the one who supplied them. Well, you know,
stole the phone like the guy in You.
Well, he must have known that she was seeing him, and then maybe he just stole the phone. But like, you can't have a relationship with your brother if he sells you out and sells texts like that to the National Enquirer for money, right? You have to cut off the relationship.
Yeah, of course.
It's terrible.
It's disrespectful.
Takes a hit, but it's probably always your brother.
I don't know, man. That's a big hit. You just cost your boyfriend what?
$70 billion, roughly.
$70 billion?
Give or take a little bit.
Half
on
his fortune if they chop it up 50-50.
That's quite a chop.
Right. You can't. And then Bezos is never going to. He's going to want to kill that dude. They're probably going to arrange to have him killed.
He might.
And he has the wherewithal. He could probably do it. All right. I'm so happy that Valdez put this in here. I CC'd you, right, essentially on Twitter. When Lenny Dykstra was hyping up this British econ professor. I don't know if you saw that. I put you in a conversation. So apparently there's a British econ professor who she likes to lecture in the nude.
Oh, and she's, of course Lenny's into that.
Yeah. And, you know, she's kind of
supply and demand.
I'm not sure quite why. She doesn't want to be, it's like her body, like she doesn't want to be ashamed of or anything. She's very upset that people are grilling her because she has a huge Reggie Bush.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just enormous. Never seen a razor ever.
Well, what, is she hot or no?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever. She's an average person. So there's nothing wrong with it. She's an average person.
Probably a lot of people sign up for that stupid econ class.
She's an average person's body, and she's... I guess to draw attention to her cause, I'm not even quite sure what her cause is, she gets naked. And she says her body, she can do whatever she wants. And now she's having people, they can sign her body as part of the first human petition, Cakes.
Okay. So is Lenny Dykstra involved in this story?
He just said Lenny Dykstra saw it because it became like a social media phenomenon.
Oh, Lenny Dykstra wants to sign my body.
He just said this woman is a trip. And if you go through and you read her tweets or her social media, it is kind of funny. There's a ton of pictures of her like standing in front of various people, butt naked, with a very
lecturing
where
naked.
Does she, very where does average
she,
body.
Where does she work? Where does she teach?
Cambridge.
And Cambridge allows her to do this?
Well, I think it's a big uproar if they're trying to figure
well,
it out.
They find, let me see.
I think she does interviews, and she just starts. Yeah. When she does her lecture, she starts taking off clothes during
right.
the lecture.
Starts stripping.
Strip lecture.
Yeah.
Keeps people involved.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I might go to one class.
I'd check it out.
Yeah, you go to one class, wouldn't you, Valdez? Yeah. So, let me see. Last but not
least. I have to
least,
get into Cambridge first.
I'm not sure why. Oh. No, I want to do this one before I do that.
Not Cambridge, Maryland either, Ricky.
Yeah, not with the silly Hyatt.
Across the pond.
Or Suicide Bridge.
Hey, this is Cambridge, right? You guys got adult males.
Adult males.
Jennifer Aniston.
I know, adult males are preferable to the females. Crabs.
Well,
crabs
they're called number one males.
Whatever. Number one males.
Adult males. Adult males.
I'm not the crab expert. You are.
Give us the crab. What is the sort of the ranking of how you would like? Which are the most preferable?
Well,
the largest.
Well, number one males. They're like they're like the jumbos.
So number one male, and then what? Yeah. Then number one female.
No, number two males.
Is number two male is bigger than a number one female?
Typically.
Really.
I don't think you want any of the females.
You don't want any of the females.
You never want the females because they're always small.
No, it's just the insides are different.
Yeah, people don't
the
like
meat's
the insides.
Poopy.
Right. So you always want males.
A lot of mustard.
So is it like
plus you need the females to populate.
So yeah. So crabbers, they throw the females back
you're only,
in.
You're only allowed a certain number of females per year, and you need a certain license, I think, to do females.
I'm learning this. I'm not a crab expert, obviously. When you pull
because they make like she crab soup and everything. That's okay. Kind of silly.
So when you put your pot down or whatever you do, whatever you hillbillies do, and you get all the crabs, how can you differentiate the male crab from the
female?
We
can do this on 10 a.m. Oh,
yeah. Right, so you turn,
you turn
the crab over, yeah. And then the female is a triangle. It looks kind of like a pyramid.
Yeah, like the apron.
And then the male.
It's almost is that real life? It really is triangle because it almost seems like a.
Like a bit. Yeah. No, it is. It's real life. And then the male.
I am. Right.
So it's like, yeah, I know. I always see that because it always has like a little.
Yes.
Yeah. But the female
is a triangle.
It's a triangle. Shocker, a triangle. It's so great that it's a triangle. All right. Last but not least, Jennifer Aniston had her 50th birthday party
Hot.
On Saturday night, right?
Hot.
And a bunch
Hot
of stars were there. George Clooney. Ellen DeGeneres,
where was
Demi
it?
Moore, I don't know, some hotel. The Sunset
why
Tower
weren't the junks
Hotel.
Invited?
We weren't invited. Kate Hudson. Shocker, Reese Witherspoon was there and was seen stumbling down the stairs after. Ooh. She is a big.
She likes to get after it.
She likes to get after it. Remember she had that, she got pulled over with her husband and she like was all boozy, and she told
did a who am I bit?
Yeah, don't you know who I am? You're about to find out,
right?
Yeah. So she was falling down drunk, leaving the party. But big surprise, people paid attention. Brad Pitt showed up. He was on the invite list. Are Jennifer and Brad get back together? That's
well, Jennifer would love that.
You think?
Not sure if Brad wants it.
Why do you think she would? Maybe she does. Why do you think she would love that?
Oh, I think she's addicted to Brad Pitt.
You think?
Yeah.
I think How would you know? Do you have intel on that?
That's what the
that's the skinny.
That's what all the reports are.
I thought Brad was seeing Charlize Theron or whatever.
Oh, that's true.
That was the rumor.
Doesn't he recently tag in her?
Yeah, that was the rumor.
It probably still is. Would you be shocked?
I bet you they just line up for Brad.
Jennifer,
doesn't matter.
Jennifer told me that she's never been happy since he broke up with her.
I believe you have intel from her.
She didn't like Justin Thoreau. Please.
So there you go, Cakes. I entertained you. Sorry.
Yes, I was entertained.
I did it once again. Like undefeated.
All right, remember, coming up at 9:25, Antonio Daniels. We'll talk about the reformed Washington Wizards and more NBA, plus Cal Ripken Jr. at 9 o'clock. Keep it here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ripken Jr. joins us at 9. Talk some baseball with him. Talk to him about what he thinks about Bryce Harper, who remains unsigned, as does Manny Machado. And spring training is basically upon us. We, of course, are heading to West Palm Beach for spring training March 4th and 5th. So
when does spring training start for the Nats? Next Wednesday, maybe?
Ish. I'll tell you right now, Ricky.
You actually want to know the exact date.
Maybe it's earlier than that. Actually, you know what?
Well, they trickle in, guys.
It's probably later this week.
Some reason the date, the 15th, jumps out at me, but I could be wrong.
So it's Friday. It's Valentine's Day is Thursday. I mean, it's here.
Cakes, oh, what'd you find?
Pete says Wednesday, pitchers and catchers report.
Ooh, day before. So the 13th.
I mean, their first game is against the Stros on February 23rd.
Man, it is here.
So it's coming.
That's crazy.
So we'll
that
talk
offseason
to,
went like that.
Yep. Cal, get his thoughts on that. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. But early in the show, in the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about the Wizards, and we kind of wanted to get back into it. So it's weird because a couple of us are for competing. And if you can sneak into the playoffs, even though we know that you're not going to compete for a championship, probably not going to win more than a game in the first round of the playoffs,
I'd rather get in.
And
I'd rather be the last team in versus the last team out.
Right.
I'd rather be in it and have a sweat.
Cakes is upset that they're competing. And the interesting thing about the Wizards is they make these deals at the trade deadline, right? The big one was they traded away Otto Porter Jr. And they traded him for Bobby Portis Jr., and Jabari Parker.
They'd have a P last name to be in the trade discussions.
Bobby Portis Jr. was most known for punching his teammate in the face and like breaking his jaw, I believe.
Yeah, before the season started or early part of the season.
Pwned him.
Right. And Jabari Parker was known probably most for his college career,
right,
which was brief, but he was really good and he was the number two pick in the draft. So these guys come over. Both of them were averaging 14 points a game, and their debut is pretty impressive. And we want to hear from you. What do you make of this? 800-636-1067. Now, they beat Cleveland and Chicago over the weekend. In the Cleveland game, Portis goes for 30 points. Jabari Parker only has 7 points, but had 11 rebounds and 9 assists. Like, he was actually flirting with the triple-double, and he only played 23
minutes.
And
then he had an offensive breakout in the Bulls game.
The Bulls game, Parker goes for 20 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Portis only puts up 10 points, but does have 12 rebounds. So they, at least right now, are helping the team. 800-636-1067. I thought these guys were rentals, and maybe they ultimately won't be re-signed by the team. But maybe they're keepers.
Well,
maybe they're keepers.
I was going to say, it's, you know, Ted said they weren't going to tank. All right? And they could have easily tanked because they could have either, you know, acquired lesser players or traded those guys off, not played them, whatever. They clearly are still trying to make the playoffs. They're still trying to get to that at eight spot, which they're two games out. And they got two guys for the price of one, so you're getting double the production. And Otto wasn't having a great year. But now you get Portis and Parker, and they're doing some work. Their bench gets a little deeper. So we'll see what happens.
So Portis and Parker, though, yes, it's two for one, but they also got rid of Markieff Morris.
Yeah, but he was hurt.
So I know, but if you're talking about like the beginning of the season, yeah. Otto Porter and Markieff Morris were your starting three and four. They were starting forwards. And these guys right now coming off the bench. But one thing I mentioned this earlier, I heard Scott Brooks talk about it, and he really pointed out the aggressiveness of the guys.
Well, yeah.
And I also heard Bradley Beal talk about it. He's like, look, sometimes in the league it's a weird thing, but sometimes guys don't get opportunities, may not be a great fit, and maybe this is going to be the best fit for these guys.
And Brad also said when he was interviewed by Chris Miller at halftime of that Bulls game that Bobby and Parker, they've just bought in from the beginning, and they said, we don't care about our numbers.
They bought in from the day before.
Well, yeah, they bought in. Like, as soon as they stepped in, they're like, we don't care about our numbers. We just want to win. And he says, and these guys like to fight. You know, they like to compete. And so if there's one thing this team needs is more fighters and more competers.
Well, you know Bobby likes to fight.
Yeah, but they're just they're well, in limbo.
And like, Jabari, I'm sorry, Kicks, but Jabari is trying to get another contract. He's a free agent. Mm-hmm. So you know he's going to try.
I think he's got an option, though.
He's got an option.
Year 1920.
But maybe it's a team option.
It's a team option.
Yeah. Yes. So he wants to, you know, he'd like to get that $20 million or whatever the team option's for.
Let me just say this. If the team picks up a $20 million option on Jabari Parker, I'm looking for a new team to root for. What's the upside of Jabari Parker? You're going to give him $20 million when you're already cash-strapped?
They probably won't.
That would be the definition of insanity, in my opinion.
Unless he just goes off.
You give Jabari Parker $20 million when you don't have to?
Well, what if he averages 15 or 17 the rest of the way?
He could average a trip dub the rest of the season. You don't give him
$20
million.
If nobody,
Jabari Parker's worth $20 million.
No, but if nobody's interested and it's only one more year on the contract and you want to be competitive next year, it might happen. A 5-year deal to another Mahimi.
I would bet against it, but it might happen.
If Ernie picks up that tab, I'm starting rooting for another team. I'm going to start looking for NBA free agents.
Now, he's had a lot of
free agent teams. I think I will.
He's had a lot of knee problems, right?
Yeah, he's had knee problems, conditioning issues. You can't give that guy $20 million when you don't have to.
Although he looked like he was in pretty good condition in that Bulls game. He looked thinner. He was beating guys baseline.
I didn't think he looked thinner, but he did look explosive.
I
was surprised at his explosion.
He's 6'8", right?
Yeah, 6'7", 6'8".
Do they list Portis as 6'11"? Is that right?
I would say at least 6'10". Yeah, he's pretty tall.
I saw him flexing, really, by the way, on Twitter. He's got the tiniest BBs ever. Bobby Portis.
Right.
I don't know how Nikola Mirotic let him just steal him in the face.
Exactly. Right. Stole him in the face.
Right, just a sucker tiny punch. Little arm. Didn't expect it.
Probably a sucker punch.
Remember Tommy Hearns? He had some skinny arms, too.
But he was a trained boxer.
Okay. Well.
I'm with you.
Here's the question.
Parker's surprised.
To Wizards fans, are you with Cakes and you kind of want them? They're not tanking, obviously, because these guys are pretty decent players.
And the players will never tank.
Are you okay with them making the playoffs at that eighth spot, or do you want them to finish as low as they possibly can?
If you're going to finish like in the bottom three, go for it.
They're too good.
They're so much better.
We understand they're doomed, so why not at least get a little playoff sweat?
So we can watch them lose 4-1 to the Bucks or the Raptors.
No, but
the
you
Celtics.
Know what? See if these guys are keepers. Like look, it's two games and they played two of the worst teams in the NBA in Cleveland and Chicago. But maybe they are keepers. I understand what you're saying salary-wise. But what if Parker just has never, like, he was on the Bucks originally,
they
right?
They drafted him, yes.
And he had some injury issues. And then Giannis becomes the focal point, and you become an afterthought. Then he goes to the Bulls, and it just didn't really work out. How long was he with the Bulls? Year?
1 year. One season.
Not very long.
So maybe this is the fit.
Well, again, they'd play Chicago and Cleveland.
That's true.
And oftentimes,
if they played Toronto and Philly, they'd be 0-2.
Oftentimes, when guys make their debuts with new teams, they kind of go off too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Look, they struggle rebounding, and I think that Portis can give them the rebounding. I don't know if he's going to be a consistent scorer, and you already saw he had 30 and then 10,
But he can shoot it pretty well for a big dude.
But I was really impressed. I'm impressed by Parker's passing. 15 assists in two games from a forward.
Yeah.
In limited minutes.
He also is out of control. Do you see him a couple times, like on fast breaks, just kind of dribbling out of control?
No, it's going to happen. Yeah.
Let's go to Jason in Olney. Jason, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, what do you think of the new look Wiz?
Good morning, guys. I think that, you know, both those guys coming off the bench is a good fit. Portis has been one of the top five bench performers all season. And Parker, you know, he's not a starter. And the Bulls tried to make him a starter. Coming off the bench is a much better fit. And they haven't had a bench in about 3 or 4 years. So it's really nice to have those guys coming off the bench. And they're in this weird place where their record is a little too good to tank. They don't want to tank because they don't want to upset Brad. And so they're going to flirt with playoff contention. They might make it. They might not. But it's also just staying part of the conversation, just staying out there and letting other players know that this is the place where we're going to compete. You know, Grunfeld makes a lot of mistakes, but he always wants to compete. He tries to put a competitive team out there.
Wouldn't you rather be the last team in than the last team out?
No, because they're going to screw it up. I mean, if you get a top three pick, they're not going to. It's not going to work out for them. Yeah, everybody says Philly just tanked and tanked and tanked and built this great team. How many top three picks didn't work out? They just traded Markel Fultz, right, you know, for nothing, and he was like a top three pick.
Right. So no, you
even
agree
if they
with
get
me.
A top three pick, so, that doesn't mean that it. I guess I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that it's going to turn out to be a
of
great
course,
play.
Of course, it's a complete crapshoot.
Well, Otto Porter was a top three pick.
Well, first of all, they were too good to get a top three pick.
I mean, right, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about, wouldn't you rather be the last team in the playoffs and at least have a sweat than to, you know, than to basically do the lottery generator 100
times bubble.
And get the ninth pick or 10th pick? I mean, who cares about that?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd rather be in.
I want to see him compete. Yeah, I want to see him compete.
I don't mind them going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge Wizards fan like Cakes is.
I'm not crazy about them going to the playoffs and getting the 8 seed and just getting blown out or swept.
I know,
but you're not also crazy about having like the guaranteed 11th pick. Like, is it, or 9th?
No, of course I'm not. But again, this is my lot as a Wizards fan, that they're stuck in this weird NBA purgatory where they're never bad enough to really press the reset button and bottom out for a few years. They're not willing to go through that sort of pain to rebuild.
And if they're like the 12th pick, 13th pick, and they get Bruno or Nasir Little or someone like that who you've never seen play, that doesn't excite you. I would think that you would want to at least have an opportunity to extend the season and watch them in the playoffs.
What, so Giannis can go for Trip Dubs against us in the playoffs? No thanks. I'm not that interested.
Well,
he will.
He'll go for Trip Dubs.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067.
Let's go to Dave in College Park.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Dave?
Dave, what's up?
Hey, man. I think as far as for the Wizards' plans, you know, I definitely would like to see them try to be competitive and sneak in. And, I mean, we know every year they're not going to win a championship anyway, so I think it's a good culture to keep the rhythm going and for them to be competitive.
Yeah,
and you're not gonna get the number one seed or number one pick. So I mean, who cares if you get the 9th or 10th pick? And I just think that you need to find out. Maybe Jabari Parker could work out here. You got some other role players you need to check out. And but I just think that with John Wall basically going for most of the season next year, you know you're not really going anywhere. Just you want to see what's going on, and but you definitely want to be competitive. Hmm. Who wants to lose? I mean, you know, I just think that Bradley Beal is a good player here, and if they don't try to be competitive, this guy could try to force his way out, and they don't want to lose Bradley Beal.
All right.
So that's just my point, man.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay.
All right. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Where do you stand on the Wiz? They're competitive now, right now. Now, they play two poop teams.
Mm-hmm.
But they're clearly still trying to win games.
But if they beat Detroit tonight, they're only a game out of that 8th spot.
I'd bet against them because it's on the road.
It's on the road.
It's on the road. You're but right. are you all about them trying to win these games, or are you all about the tank? They clearly aren't doing that so far. 800-636-1067. Bang out your calls.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, I'm surprised that Valdez actually wore pants to work today with Cal Ripken Jr. being scheduled at 9 a.m. He loves him some Cal.
Well, it's a phoner, right? If Cal was coming in studio, he might not have worn pants.
I mean, that's his guy.
Plus, he gets bonus Pebble coverage today because he got canceled from the dark.
That's true. It's
very
good.
You're going to get 10 minutes of golf.
Okay. It's bonus Monday golf.
Yeah, whenever you get, by the way.
And Phil's real happy about it.
If he's able to close it out, which he should, he's got a three-shot lead with two holes.
Mm-hmm.
He's 49 years old.
I know.
Remember, these guys can play a little longer than the old guys.
It's golf.
Well, you're talking about the best player, one of the top 10 players ever.
Well, the one I care about is Tiger.
And we're not talking about a major either. The oldsters generally do not win majors.
Well, he's
they don't. You're right. But he can.
He can. He has the potential. But generally, they don't.
By the way, this, if he wins.
I'm a fan of science and numbers.
Yeah, okay. But you're right. But as they're trending fitter and everything. And he's won. By the way, Cakes, you understand. He's won. This will be his fifth win, I believe, right? In Pebble?
Yep.
That's where they're playing the Open this year. You understand that?
Okay. Well, we'll see if he can repeat it.
Not predicting, but
they're going to narrow the fairways.
Of course,
the rough's going to
be
crazy.
Tougher. A lot of people say it plays totally different.
By the way, how old is that full tilt fleece?
Very old, but it's so worn. It's kind of embarrassing because it's like it looks like one of Valdez's
shirts.
It's
starting to fade a little bit. Classics. Yeah, it's the full tilt fleece and the DC United scarf.
Yeah, well, it was cold. It was a 2-hour delay. See, if I don't have a hoodie for my neck, then I have to wear a scarf.
Right. You're barely even outside. You park in the building.
You notice I still have it on. I like to be warm.
Yeah, it gets a little cold in here sometimes, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones. People want to weigh in on the Wiz.
You did bust me. This thing is so, like, natty.
I mean, how long has Full Tilt Poker been defunct?
I think it might even still be around.
No. What?
Really? In Europe, I think they still play it.
Do they really?
Yeah, Poker Stars is king, but at least as of a couple years ago.
Ah.
This is at least 10 years old. Yeah. I got this from playing about 8 million hands. Right. And then, you know, 8 million hands, you get like a free fleece.
Ship you a fleece. Yeah,
yeah. All right, let's go to Taylor in D.C. Taylor, what's up, man?
My boys, how's it going?
Yeah. What's up, Taylor? Hey, buddy, how
what's
are you?
Up?
Doing well. I just want to chime in on the Wiz here. I got DB. I got to say, I can't believe that you would want to be in the first round and get wiped by the Bucks. I mean, cake's all over. This is outrageous.
It's madness.
It's better than having like the 12th pick.
At least you get to watch it.
You get a sweat. It's kind of exciting being in the playoffs. It's better than missing it by one, which is what they're going to do. They're going to miss it by one or two.
It's better than being in purgatory.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's better. I mean, I think it's better for them to have a slightly improved draft position. But honestly, you guys, the biggest problem in all this is that Ernie Grunfeld still has the keys to this organization, and he's going to be allowed to rebuild this thing again. I mean, it's a total joke. Who gets their job for 16 years and still retains it? Come on, guys.
Yeah, but you don't know that. If they make it as an 8 seed, is that really a huge win for him?
It might be enough for Ted to
think
that he
can keep around.
With the expectations, I don't think so. But maybe.
Ted gets his 2 playoff games. That's all he wants. That's what it seems like.
Hey, he's kept him for worse seasons.
Right.
Why wouldn't he keep him for the mid playoffs?
I think Ted's not stupid. He hears the unrest. It's year after year after year.
Especially if John's out. He can say, hey, you know, I didn't have John the whole year, and we still made the playoffs, made a good deal at the trade deadline.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's excuses, excuses from him. I mean, like, it, him signing Dwight Howard, giving him a player option for the second year. I mean, this is Allen Anderson all over again, right, Case? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, the Dwight
what
Howard
doing
deal
here?
Was a terrible deal from the outset. I mean, I just don't know
why.
Yeah,
but that Dwight Howard deal is not there. That's not very long.
No, it's a two-year deal, but why not just
not
have
a
one-year deal? Why you give him a player option?
It was
option?
Called a grasp.
Yeah.
Because Dwight Howard actually had a really good year last year.
Now, let me ask you
Look
something.
Look at his numbers. He had a really good year last
the
year.
The Bucks right now have the one seed, right? Yeah. In fact, as of last week, they had the best record in the league. I don't know if they still do. Okay?
They are still – yep, they're percentage points ahead of Golden State.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They never bottomed out and completely tanked.
They're one of the teams that didn't go tank, but they got lucky with Giannis.
So you
got to
get lucky. You got to get lucky either way.
And made some smart moves. They traded for Bledsoe, who's worked out for them.
Right.
Drafted Brogdon.
Now, Toronto had some lean years, didn't they? Did Toronto have lean years? Did they ever flat-out tank, though? I don't know that they actually flat-out tanked.
No, they actually drafted some players in the later rounds and actually cultivated some players that
so
weren't first-rounders.
It's not the only way to do it. Everyone in here just has the...
Something Ernie doesn't like to do.
Well, that's listen, true. Believe me, that's what kills me about Ernie is that I don't think we have any second-round picks until, like, 2025 or something. We gave away all our second-round picks.
I know. That's the way the Wizards operate.
We sell them.
Hey, Ted's got to be under the luxury tax.
By the way,
last
year they were the 8 seed. Was it that bad? Look, they lost to the Raptors in the first round 4-2. It gave you a little bit of a sweat.
I would much rather have that than miss the playoffs by a game or two and to have the guaranteed, like, 9th pick.
I think all of us are for tanking if you have a good chance, like if you're going to have a realistic chance at drafting Zion Williamson. But if you have a 6% chance, what's the point?
You're not getting it.
You might as well see what you have in these two guys. I'm less intrigued by Wesley Johnson. I'm more intrigued by Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker. See what you have, and if you get the type of production you've been getting from those guys the rest of the way, I didn't think you were going to sign either of them. Maybe you keep both. Because the thing is, I think... Well, no, look. Ariza, Green, Parker, Portis, you're going to probably keep two of those, right? I think all of their contracts are
up. I don't see Green sticking around.
Right, so maybe you keep Portis and Parker and let Green and Ariza go.
Yeah, you might. Who knows?
All right, let's
go. By the way, the Bucks did have a really bad year. That's because they had 15 wins, and that's when they drafted Parker number 2 overall.
Uh-huh,
right. So that was the one year you could look at. Now, I don't know if they were actually tanking. They were just bad.
Right. Let's go to Earl, Laurel. Earl, what's up, man?
How y'all doing this fine day?
Hey, Earl.
Hey, doing great.
I'm a bit of a Wizard fan all my life. I just had no interest in seeing this team lose 4 straight to Giannis or Toronto or whatever. Is there any way can we just politely work hard, play your butts off, and just politely lose down the stretch? Hopefully get that good, solid Zion Williamson pick.
No, yeah, how are you going to do that?
The Wizards can't catch the Knicks and the Suns.
They're too late.
They're like 15 wins above those guys.
Those teams are tanking the right way. I mean,
they'll never get there.
They're desperately trying to lose every game.
They could lose the rest of their games.
It's not going to happen, Earl. Now you're grasping.
Get lucky. We could be lucky. Lucky.
No, you're not going to get that lucky. You're going to have about a 3% chance of getting
it. They're not going to be lucky.
I'm sorry, guys. All I want to see is losing 4 straight to Giannis. Remember last year, the first round, it could be about Toronto. That's what we had, everybody.
Well, maybe you'll have maybe get
it was
one 4-2. Win.
4-2.
Oh, not wow. Bad. One win. Whoopee.
You might.
Wonderful.
Two wins. Pretty sure.
Whoopee. Are we going to win a series? No, we're not.
No, we're not going to win a series.
This
you're
is my guy.
Exactly.
You're not.
You
but
might get
sweat.
One win.
I'd rather
Milwaukee,
be in it.
Milwaukee just lost to the Magic at home. They'll drop one in the playoffs.
I'd rather be
without
in it than
Giannis.
Out.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, if you guaranteed us a bottom 3 pick, sure, miss it. Then it's no fun to just go. I'm much rather I'd have
those,
the bottom 3 pick.
Those teams that are racing, I mean, they are sprinting for the number 1 pick.
Yeah. I mean, New York is 10-45, and the Suns are 11-47.
I mean, they have basically just come out and said it. We're trying to lose. We want to get Zion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want.
The Knicks have been tanking for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's what Cakes wants.
I know. So many teams tank and tank and tank.
Hey, by the way, last year when the Wizards were an 8 seed, we took dozens and dozens of calls about people who thought they were going to upset the 1.
Yeah. Right.
So
you know,
people
they're all donks. They're all wrong.
Doesn't matter.
Every one of those callers was wrong.
They got sized for the sweat. That's what it's all about.
That's actually when basketball gets exciting around here.
I don't mind
you got a
the
playoff
sweat.
Series.
I don't mind the sweat.
I'm on the swag.
Kicks, it does no good to have the 11th or 12th pick.
I don't understand that?
Right. So why?
Of course, I understand that. I'm just resigned to the Wizards always being mediocre. Yes. They're just always going to be mediocre throughout my entire life.
And if they were trying to tank, they would have traded Bradley too.
They're not trying to tank.
They're trying to stay competitive and grab that 8 seed.
That's exactly what they're trying
to
do.
That's great. That's awesome. I can't wait. I can't wait for it again.
Again, if they make it in the 8 seed, lose in the first round, but they have to say the 12th pick instead of the 9th, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, but there's no upside to me going into the playoffs as a 7 or an 8 seed. There's none whatsoever.
It's a grasp.
You grasp. Just,
hey, Cakes, what if they steal game 1 in Milwaukee? They're up 1 zippy and Giannis gets hurt. Then you're grasping.
He needs a million things to go, right. to go right. Well, for me to have a micro sweat.
Well, especially because they just played the Bucks and didn't Giannis go 17 for 21?
17 for 21 and 15 so more dunks.
If you're excited for that, come. I don't know. Is it May, June, whenever the NBA playoffs start? If you're excited for that, good for you.
Yeah, but
I'm happy for you.
Now you got Jabari Parker playing defense.
Yeah, that's great.
You know when this town gets excited about the Wizards? Playoff time. That's the only time this town gets excited about the Wizards.
Right, or the lottery. That's what Cakes plays for.
Cart that up and play it when the Wizards are trailing 3-0 in the playoff series.
Okay.
That's and the see only how excited time, the phones
the
are.
The only time people pay attention. It is.
But at
right,
least
because
you...
it's a perpetually mismanaged franchise.
Yeah, of course. But at least you'll be able to watch the games.
I guess.
You'll be able to watch playoff basketball.
Now,
if they
all
get
that
there.
Being said...
They may not get there.
They're on the road tonight. Where? At Detroit?
Yes.
Is it, they didn't play last night. So what is it? When did they last play? 2 days ago?
Saturday night.
Right. Yeah, so it's not like it's a back-to-back.
No, but it'll be the third game in 4 nights.
What's the line on the game?
I think it's 6. And the total's like 218 maybe. Yeah. I have to go back and look.
Might have to dance with the over.
All right, coming up
next.
Yeah,
I think an over might be a good bet.
Well, team total, Pistons over 112. I love it.
Coming up next, Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. joins us here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.